state regulators have questioned whether the Vermont gas pipeline in Addison County should continue to operate if it's shown that a licensed engineer never approved the pipeline plans. And as VPR's John Dillon reports, the news comes after opponents submitted hundreds of pages of documents they say document construction flaws.
Vermont Gas finished the 41-mile line into Addison County almost 2 years ago, yet questions over its safety have persisted. Opponents have alleged the pipe was not buried deeply enough and that other construction shortcuts created hazards along the route. The latest concern was raised after a natural gas accident in Massachusetts killed one person and injured dozens in September. In that case, the National Transportation Safety Board has recommended that a licensed engineer review the safety of Bay State pipelines. In Vermont, opponents have also questioned whether a licensed engineer approved the Addison pipeline construction plans. And now the Public Utility Commission agrees. In an order issued Thursday, a hearing officer for the PUC also dropped this bombshell. He said that Vermont Gas should ultimately be ordered to, quote, address the broader issue of whether the pipeline should cease operation.
My concern is not getting vindication. My concern is making sure that people who are living with this pipeline 100 feet from their front doors don't get fried.
Rachel Smoker is a Hinesburg resident who opposed the pipeline expansion route through a park in town. She says she's pleased by the Utility Commission's order, but she said it should not be a surprise after opponents filed troves of documents, including the company's own records, detailing construction problems.
It's to a point now where it would be pretty absurd for them to just continue to ignore what's gone on with the construction of this pipeline.
Vermont Gas spokeswoman Beth Parent says the company welcomes the expanded investigation.
This project was constructed safely, and we look forward to demonstrating that the pipeline is safe and that we're doing a good job serving our customers.
As for whether a licensed professional engineer signed off on the project?
All of our plans were prepared with appropriate engagement from Vermont licensed professional engineers, and we're confident that the PUC's review will affirm that.
The commission's order did not lay out a timetable for the investigation. Just this week, the commission contracted with a Texas engineering firm to serve as the independent investigator for the Addison project. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.